My name is Teresa Romy, and I'm the Ryan White Part D case manager at the KU School of Medicine here in Wichita. Ryan White was a teenager that was a hemophiliac, and many years ago he was denied the access to school because he became HIV infected through the blood products for his hemophilia. Because of that and his hard work to educate people about the disease, the Ryan White Care Act was passed in 1991 that gave us the access to the funds to help people with HIV and AIDS. Day-to-day can be very diverse, very, very different day-to-day. Some days it may be working on the women's newsletter that we do, or it may be facilitating the support group that we have, talking to individual patients about what their needs may be. I traveled up to Topeka and Lawrence and met with a couple of patients. One of my ladies that I met with is a young woman with a 4-year-old daughter that she was infected when she was 12, is now 24. CD4 count is 69, which is extremely low. And she's not taking her meds because they bother her. Per our doctor's instructions, I had to go up and basically let this woman know, if you don't get it together and don't start taking your meds, you're going to die. So this woman has a big choice to make. Get healthy and stay around for her daughter, or let herself succumb to this illness, which unfortunately is still causes death if you let yourself go. I've had to do that here more recently because people get tired in this disease. Living longer is a great thing, but some people just get tired. Talked with a young man not too long ago, and his response was he just hated the pills. Not just the thought of the pills, but he hated the pills themselves. Trying to talk somebody into taking something every day for the rest of their life, when I myself have a hard time taking my thyroid pills, you know, every single day and being faithful with it. That's a tough thing to be able to sit down with a young person and say, this is something that you're going to have to do forever. I have lost friends because of the work that I do. People don't understand how I could, especially in the early days when I started out with this, you know, how could I be around those kind of people? Well, those kind of people are everybody, you know, so... I've only had a couple of people that have really kind of stood up and been in my face about HIV or AIDS. And, you know, again, that same kind of thing. Well, it's those people, and they did it to themselves, and they deserve to die. It's God's wrath and that kind of stuff. You know, that's kind of what we've gone through over the years with everything. It's you've just got to keep a calm place in your inner self and kind of explain to them over and over and over again, this can happen to anybody. It's what you do and the behaviors that you have, not who you are or who you love, that makes a difference in this disease. For me, this isn't just a job. For me, this is a calling on my part, and I feel very humbled and very honored to be able to walk through that valley of the shadow of death with someone and to go through that crossing with them. That's something that's a very rare thing to be able to do and do well with a person. And to be able to convey to the family that it's okay, you know, we're going to take care of your child or we're going to take care of your mother. Sometimes it's very difficult, and for me it's hard. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and everybody does it differently. But for me, being able to grieve with the family and go to the funeral and celebrate their life and remember that we can do something better for the next person is what keeps me going.